There's our car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why is this Michigan State a night game? Why?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this. You and me. So it came up today, and you guys will hit it this week, too.
What?
I hate it. There's no juice. A night game to me is supposed to have juice.
Yeah.
Meaning, Mike, there's no juice in this game. And I said today, you're going to have fans rooting for the same thing.
Correct. But this is also a sign of how shitty the Big Ten is. Now, I could tell you this.
Okay, no, let's do this. Because
Illinois at Washington could be a night game. That's actually not a bad football game. Hold on.
It's 2-5-2 teams, one with a number next to their game. Washington's a cool place to go to. West Coast night game, it fits. I like that one.
That one would be the one because the rest the of the other one is regrettable.
The other one is it's not sexy enough for NBC to put on at night, but it does have a rivalry trophy involving a pig. The Floyd of Rosedale is the same weekend.
Oh, ain't nobody trying to watch that.
At least the two teams are 5-2. I'm sorry. Michigan State makes this product.
It's a joke. But again, why is the network allowed to do this? You know what this game should be? Noon on ESPN Plus. Michigan laying 14.5 if you want it. Okay, I'll take it. You don't. Good talk. You've had it. You're disgusted. After I lost you after calling you the Kool-Aid man. I'm sorry. Hey, by the way, Ole Miss catching 4.5 in Norman. Uh-oh.
It's funny. Normally, I've already built some of the preview for the next week. I haven't looked at any of these lines. Anything else jump out?
Yeah. I mean, unranked Washington favored over Illinois. That jumps out to me.
Yeah, I like
Vanderbilt laying their standard 2.5 against Missouri. That's interesting. Yeah. I think unranked Iowa State favored over BYU off the emotional.
Yes. You know,
they emptied their grocery bag. Now they got to go to Ames, Iowa. We might be back on the Rocco Beck bus.
We're going
to
be on that game.
Any interest in Mississippi State catching 6.5 from what used to be Texas in Starkville?
Ooh, that's stinky.
Jimmy, we were at dinner Saturday night and watched that game. I decided not to go to it, but Texas and Kentucky, dude, Texas can't move the ball. They won that game on two punt returns. They can't move the ball. Now you're going to Stark Vegas? I might
take they're an improved team. Right, they're not the joke that they were a year ago.
Go ahead.
One more email for you, because I think this ties in some of the stuff you were talking about. One guy did a bunch of research on how awful Jonathan Smith is. I don't think I need to give you that.
No, no, please do. Tell me more.
Okay, then I have a couple here. This one says, guys, when you really do a deep dive on Jonathan Smith in his 13 Big Ten games, it's not just bad, it's historically bad. Below are five key stats on why he should be fired today. One,
okay,
in 13 Big Ten games, he's 3-10, and our point differential in the second half of Big Ten play is minus 113. We're getting more than doubled up.
Woo!
Point two, MSU's failed to record a single sack in 8 of the 13 Big Ten games. Keep in mind, I haven't fact-checked any of this, but it sounds right. In 13 Big Ten games, we've had a running back over 100 yards one total time, Nate Carter against Michigan, and we still lost the game. Point number four, in 13 Big Ten games, we've only had a receiver go over 100 yards twice, Nick Marsh versus Maryland and Iowa last year, and Jonathan Smith is 0-5 versus ranked teams under Smith, and the point differential is minus 128 points. Help spread awareness to embarrass these feckless morons in East Lansing, signed Matt C.
Yep. I mean, listen, I don't say most things flippantly when it comes to I want a coach fired of one of my teams. But comprehensively, if I ask anyone to formulate a comprehensive, really solid presentation of reasons he should be here, reasons we shouldn't fire him, it would be a short conversation because you don't have a leg to stand on. And if the NIL is not right, or the NIL is somehow not where it needs to be, it doesn't take away from, okay, where is MSU's NIL? Are they top 40 in America, top 30? I mean, anything you read in the literature is suggestive that they're middle of the road in the Big Ten, okay? Middle of the road. Well, then, therefore, I expect a middle of the road product. That's not what we're getting.
No.
All the data that guy had is spot bang on. Just watch the games.
Yeah. It's
you know what I mean?
It's not a competitive product. And it's not like, oh, well, they're not competitive against Indiana, which wild statement that you would have made at the time of the hire. But I get it. Indiana's a power. They're not competitive against Rutgers a year ago. They're not competitive this year against UCLA. Like, they're not competitive against average, bad, and mediocre teams.
No, no. And I think this weekend kind of represents the last stand. I mean, I was really bent out of shape that last year he admitted he didn't understand the rivalry. And I thought the way they coached that game and the way it's like, what is he going to draw upon this week? Yeah, I'm sure he'll be real fiery at practice, going deep in his bag about all his rivalry memories. Of what? His only hope is to tap into the Civil War, Oregon State and Oregon. But I don't think that's anything close to this. This series is gross. Like, it's gotten to a point I don't even care if we play Michigan anymore. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. This is stupid. Because some shit always goes down, too. It's not even like, it's not even just a game. It's a weird thing of like 364 days a year, they tell you how much they don't care about you. And then on game day, boy, they sure are in their feelings with shit. And then it gets nasty. My school's been at fault for some of it. Theirs has been at fault for a lot of it, too. And you just end up like, I don't want to do this. Like this week with radio, I have nothing to say about it. Go Blue. I'm rooting for Michigan to drop a bomb on them. I hope the stadium is all yellow. I want our athletic director, Jay Batt, to vomit all over himself looking at that. Yes, Jim, what do you need?
True or false, you will be dressed as Bo Schembechler on Friday.
If it means he's fired, I'd do it. Sure.
Before we get to the last email, there was one more thing on Jonathan Smith. Some guy DM'd me, and I want to know if you agree with this statement, okay?
Sure.
Tell Mike that Jonathan Smith is wearing the Spartan gear like a guy whose girlfriend is making him wear the shirt that she got him to a family party or something.
Yes. Yes, this is forgetting Sarah Marshall. When he's on the red carpet, he has the flashback of all the ways she tried to dress him up, and he looks like a complete goober. Yeah, he doesn't want to be here. I'm not even mad at it. I just recognize it. He didn't go here because he wanted to. He came here because he had to. and you had Michigan State's AD go out, keep the boosters out of it, and hire his guy. And then you end up not getting the support necessary. Look, it's a bad fit. It's a mistake. You just got to own it. You don't keep dating a psycho. You know it's a bad thing. Get out. Get out of this relationship. It's over. Not that Jonathan Smith's a psycho. He's just dull.
Yeah.
He needs to go. Last-
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.